Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is one of our 12 Days of the Comic Source episode. It's also one of our favorite covers episode. And today I'm going to be covering ROM Space Knight. And I know compared to all the other series that I'm covering, ROM is definitely the most obscure, or least well-known, however you want to look at it. He's had the fewest number of issues. You know, when we talk about X-Men or Batman, Hulk, Superman, Spider-Man, Green Lantern, Captain America, Iron Man, they all have, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of issues. So a lot of covers to choose from. ROM Space Knight, not so much. So why did I choose to do favorite ROM covers? Well, because ROM's one of my favorite characters of all time. The first comic series I collected month in and month out, you know, when I kind of realized that, I don't know, I guess 6 years old, 7 years old, that, hey, these stories continue. You know, you got to look at the numbers and you buy it every month and the story makes sense and what have you. So that was ROM Space Knight was the first one. And even though it only has, you know, maybe 100 issues, a little more compared to some of these others that have, you know, hundreds and hundreds, I wanted to cover my favorite ROM covers, I guess you'd say. And I know that ROM has a rabid fan base, even though he is much more obscure, as I said. I think that if he wasn't a licensed property and he was actually part of the Marvel Universe, he would be more well-known because he would have showed up. There would have been writers that kind of grew up in my same generation who were big fans who would have used him, and he would have became a more well-known character and may even have appeared in the MCU by now, which would have raised his profile as well, because I think that there's a lot there that Bill Mantlo created and nurtured that is heroic and would play very well in the MCU. But be that as it may, you know, IDW did get the license. Chris Ryle, who was president and publisher over there, for editor-in-chief for a really, really long time, is a huge ROM Space Knight fan as well. And he was able to get the license from Hasbro after years and years of negotiation. And he did another ROM series that he actually co-wrote. And it was a great series, and it didn't last long enough, unfortunately. I think the sales weren't quite there. But it's out, and it did have some great covers of its own. So I couldn't limit it to just 5. It was hard enough to limit it to 6. And the new series, you know, it had so many variant covers that were great because so many people, so many artists wanted to work on it and do covers. So I'm glad they did so many variants, but it made it really hard to narrow down. So what I did was I went with 3 from the original series and I went with 3 from the new series. And again, it was super hard to limit it to just these 3 because I didn't pick any of the ones that ROM had guest stars, you know, like there's this great X-Men, there's some with the Avengers. There's some really great ones toward the end of the original run where ROM's kind of traveling around in space. Yeah, there's just so many great ones that I had to limit it, but I could have easily done 10 or 12 great ROM covers, but I got it down to 6 and here they are. So the first one is issue number 30 from the original run. It's by Al Milgrom. And this is the first ROM issue, which I bought off the rack. And it's ROM, and he's fighting these alien spiders. He's laying on his back in the snow. We see snowdrifts, snow flurries, you know, blowing across the cover. And these giant metallic silvery spiders are attacking ROM. One of them is literally on top of him as he's laying on his back in the snow. And he's spitting whatever kind of venom the spider creates onto ROM. We see this green liquid splashing onto ROM's armor, and we see this greenish smoke billowing off of him, and ROM's trying to fight the spider off. And in the background, we see 3 more of these spiders descending toward him. So it's just a really cool image. There's a big full moon in the background, and just like I've talked about in some of these other episodes, where it's a cover that pulls you in, like you want to say, oh, that guy, he's all silvery and armored, and who is he, and why is he fighting these giant spiders, like what's going on, you know, just a beautiful classic science fiction cover, you know, with the big ROM Space Knight logo in white and red, which really pops off the cover, since the majority of the cover is this, you know, blackness of night with the snow flurry. So really great composition, really great cover. Okay, up next is issue number 37 from ROM Space Knight, and this one's by Ed Hannigan. It says ROM of Knights and Space Knights, and in the background you have this castle. It's in blue and white, and it's very finely detailed, but kind of sketchy. And then in front of that, but still in the background, you have some king, some very royal, regal-looking character holding a sword, big cape billowing out behind him. It's very reminiscent of like a King Arthur figure. It's assuming, you know, when you look at the cover, that's who you assume that it is. And the sword he's holding by the hilt with the point down, you immediately think, well, that's King Arthur, because, you know, knights, King Arthur, the most famous of knights. And then in the foreground, you have just kind of a bust shot of ROM, you know, silvery armor there, his red eyes, the lights of his eyes shining out through the armor. And you just think, okay, well, what does ROM have to do with the ancient knights of Earth, right? Like getting into that connection, knights and space knights. So again, probably a pretty famous cover. I think a lot of people know this cover of ROM, and it's one that pulls you in for sure. And just great composition by Ed Hannigan. So it's another of my favorites. And then the last from the first series, from the Marvel series of ROM, is number 75. So this one's by P. Craig Russell, and you actually see ROM and Brandy, who was his longtime love when he came to Earth, the first person he met on Earth, Brandy Clark. And she eventually becomes Starshine, and then, you know, ROM laments her losing her humanity, but she gave up her humanity because she knows that ROM has been alive for, you know, 200 plus years, because he's given up his humanity to fight the dire wraiths, and she knows that ROM will outlive her. So she loves him so much, she's willing to give up her humanity and become a space knight herself. And then eventually the Wraith War is over, and they go back to Galador, and it's a whole thing. But at the end here, the Space Knights saga at an end is what the cover says. After 200 years, it's ROM and Brandy, and among the wreckage of Galador, we see in the background ROM, the Space Knight, you know, that figure sort of standing there. We know that's in the past. There's a bright sun shining, there's birds flying. So even though there's wreckage, what we feel is that there's still hope. There's hope to come with Brandy and ROM finally being able to be together. Neither of them Space Knights, they're both human once more. So again, just a really iconic image, a very famous ROM cover. All right, now we move on to the new series from IDW. The first one I'll mention is from ROM number one. Again, there was tons of different covers done by different artists, but there's one by Sal Buscema. And Sal Buscema drew the vast majority of the ROM Space Knight series, like the one from Marvel. So the fact that Chris Royal was able to bring him in to do a cover, a number one issue cover of the new ROM, I mean, it's perfect. It's exactly what a ROM fan would do. And Chris Royal was in position to make that happen. And it's great. It's just great to see, even though this is a new version of ROM and his armor's a little different, it's just great to have a cover by Sal Buscema, who ROM Space Knight fans and fans of the series will always associate with ROM. It's just great to have him do a cover for the new version of ROM. So that's my favorite of the covers for number one, although there's a lot of good ones. There's a couple foil ones that are amazing. So, but that one's my favorite. All right, the second cover that I'll mention, also from the new series, is ROM number three. And the cover's by J.K. Woodward. And this one's really simple. It's basically ROM leaving Earth, flying straight up into space. So he literally is flying straight up from the middle of the bottom of the cover. In the background, we see space, stars and nebula, and, you know, the planet below. And, you know, J.K. Woodward, he's such a talent at painting space looking realistic and majestic. And you get that sense of quiet that space has, and you really get a sense of how cosmic Ram is as a character. He truly is a space knight. This is kind of his environment. It's where he belongs. And or he's not very big in relationship to the cover, you know, which also helps convey the vastness of space. So it's a very simple cover, but it's deceptively beautiful in its composition. And it's one of my favorite covers for sure. All right. The last cover that I'm going to talk about from the new version, it's actually the annual for the new version. And there's a very famous cover of Hulk from the they're called the Fireside Chat books, where Marvel put out some prose content, some prose books about some of their heroes that were written by Stan Lee. And the one that has the Hulk has him basically transforming. Like in the foreground is Bruce Banner, and then there's another picture of him a little bigger, and then a little bigger, and a little bigger, and a little bigger. And then in the background, furthest back from the cover, is him fully transformed into the Hulk. Well, J.K. Woodward did an homage cover to that of Rom and transforming into the Space Knight. So again, the cover, the figure that is closest to us, he's still human. And then gradually as he grows larger, he looks like he's transforming into Rom Space Knight. He becomes more and more robotic and metallic. And again, it's just it's a beautiful homage to that very famous Hulk image by, I think it was Bob Larkin. That's who it was. So yeah, I think this homage is done really, really well. And if you're a fan of Rom, again, this is going to be a cover that you absolutely have to own. It's just iconic looking. So anyway, like I said, like a lot of these, it was really tough to narrow it down. Again, with Rom, I couldn't get below six. Doing three from the old and three from the new, I thought was a good compromise. So that's going to do it for this episode. Like we've been doing with all these 12 days of the Comic Source episodes, we want to wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. As we come down to the end of 2020, we know it's been a very challenging year. So we hope you're all focusing on the positive and taking that into the new year of 2021. Hope you had a joyous holiday season as we get close to the end of the year and celebrating New Year's Eve. We hope you're all being safe and responsible. So thanks for all the support. Thanks everybody for listening as always, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.